This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Hello, Joy fam. This is Greg Gould with Rach and Dean, the breakfast joy that you deserve. Oh, yeah, yes,
you do. Diva.
Absolutely. Greg Gould is such a diva. You can hear Greg on In the Green Room on Thursday nights here on Joy. It is 22 minutes to nine, but from one diva to another.
Well, fresh from the waters of the Pacific Ocean, Bex has swam her way back home onto the home shores of Australia after what can only be described as the most epic year for a diva travelling the globe, writing and performing her songs.
She may have made it onto one of Milan's hottest stations and shot a music video in a few short weeks, so we know there isn't much that's holding her down, and we have the pleasure of having her join us this morning in the studio again. Welcome, Bex, to Joy Brekke.
Wow, thank you, guys. What an introduction.
You can tell when we're really excited.
Oh, like, oh, the crowd. Oh, my gosh. You brought all your groupies along. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. They're early risers.
They are. I know. It doesn't happen often that the artists and their supporters are up early. And you look fabulous.
Thank you, babe.
How do you look so good this early in the morning?
A lot of hairspray, a lot of ice, a lot of tape.
So for everyone at home.
A lot of good music.
Bex has waltzed into the studio with hair reaching to the heavens. It is full of life. And probably secrets.
I feel like you're channeling a bit of Miley at the Grammys, just getting the big hair on.
Well, you know what, Dean? I'm very flattered about that, but I actually was doing back combing before Miley came out. And as you guys know from my song that you just played, I was channeling Tina Turner since 2023. So mm-hmm. I would say that Miley was channeling me.
I think that's right, yeah.
Amen. Absolutely agreed. Now, how is the fabulous life of the diva that is Bex since your international extravaganzas?
Oh, look, it is exactly that, babes. It is international. I've got songs coming out of Poland, Germany, wow. Spain, Queensland.
Look, it must be so exciting being an independent artist constantly releasing these tracks, but to have them be appreciated all around the world must be such a special feeling.
It was particularly exciting when I found out that Universal Music was taking all their music off TikTok to be an independent artist.
Oh, amazing.
It is really, really exciting. And just breaking all the rules, basically, especially with my release cycles, you know.
You're releasing music every week at the moment, as well as running music writing workshops. Where are you finding all the inspiration for so much music?
I like to say revenge is my biggest motivation, and I'm not too proud to admit that. You know, I've got a lot of people to prove wrong. But, you know, this year – I've got a little bit of that attitude, but this year really is about the positive spin era. I really do want to bring just joy. I want to spread joy to. I want to bring joy to my life and bring joy to other people's life. And I just happen to be on Joy Radio.
Oh, so it all works out a little well. Well, one of the best ways you're doing it is with your brand new track, The Best Part of Breaking Up. It is Valentine's Day after all. And no matter what your situation is, we love to share the love a bit of it. So tell us, what is actually the number one thing you reckon is the best thing about breaking up?
The best part of breaking up is finding love again, babe.
Oh, I haven't done that yet.
Is it like in yourself or like in someone else?
In whatever
form. Hey, whatever floats your boat, I reckon.
Exactly. You know, I find love in my tail comb. I find love in my clothes. I find love in my friendships. And, I feel like people will appreciate the freedom that comes with being single because it just brings all this opportunity.
Yeah.
I just imagined you as that that person who declutters their house and they're like, does this bring me joy? But you being like, do you bring me love? Yes, tailcomb, you're staying.
Exactly. Hey, that's genius. Yeah. I'm gonna write that down, Rachel.
Well, look, we've heard through the grapevine that even Haim are talking about you right now. Mm. They're obsessed with your TikTok. They're backstage at Taylor Swift concerts talking about you. What the hell? How?
Okay, so the best part of breaking up was written with when I was with in LA with Richard Rudolph. And Richard Rudolph, for any of you listeners that are, you know, on the older demographic, I still remember it, but remember that song Loving You?
Is it because you're beautiful?
Yep. My life is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's remember
the
bit, this one?
When you do it. Yeah.
Sing along at home. That song was written by Richard Rudolph. And Richard Rudolph married Minnie Riperton and they had Maya Rudolph, who is the lead actress from Bridesmaids.
Oh, my God.
And the comedian from SNL.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I was with Richard in LA. We wrote this song and then he was like, oh, listen, Maya, you got to listen to this new song. I discovered this new artist, Bex, and she's coming back to LA and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, Bex, I actually know Bex already because Haim found a TikTok with my song All the Good Boys Are Gay.
Yeah,
it's a banger.
And we're playing it backstage and, you know, it just kind of all connected. So, I am going back to LA in March to spend a month with Richard and fingers crossed I'll get to meet Haim and meet
Everything about that so much on so many different ways. And without even trying, you just name dropped around the globe.
Well, you have so many connections and we're going to ask a bit more about your connections.
Thank you.
Right after this, you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean and we've got Bex in the studio.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
It's 13 minutes to 9 and we are feeling all the love this morning because we have Bex in the studio with us.
Yeah, we do. And we were talking about all the connections you're making. Haim are talking about you. But also, if anyone has ever listened to music in the last 30 years, they would know who DJ Sammy is. You know, Heaven, one of the most well-known songs probably globally. You've collabed with DJ Sammy. What the heck with that as well? Please tell me
that
more.
Was so wild. I got an email from his manager and I sent him this song that I'd written in Germany with a classical composer. It was just on piano and sent it to him. And then I got a message on WhatsApp from his manager and he's like, do you want to come to Mallorca?
Did you think
to
it was
meet Sammy?
A scam?
I didn't know, but I didn't really know what was going on. I was like, you guys know I am the queen of Queensland, but like, what does that matter to you? And I did it. I mean, I was already in Europe, so I went over there and it was the most surreal experience. You know, DJ Sammy took me to his house. He showed me all of his, you know, plaques and told me his story and he was so inspiring actually. DJ Sammy's story is really not what you think it is. He was a champion and a huge success before Heaven as a producer.
Yeah.
But Heaven made him an artist. And he's obviously invited me back to Mallorca and apparently I'm going on a boat to Ibiza with him.
Oh, just
going
to move in there.
It is so nice. But, yeah, I mean, that was just a crazy moment.
Wow, how incredible. And we get to hear Wildfire as well. What an incredible song. But
speaking of incredible songs.
Yes, we have a live performance of the best part of breaking up from you.
It's a banger that we are loving, loving hearing on Joy. We love it every time we hear it on Joy Brekkie. And we're pretty pumped that you're joining us this morning as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome to like take the mic out and stand
rock
up
it out.
If you like,
rock it
whatever
out.
You want to do, anything you want to say before rocking it out.
I think the song speaks for itself. So let's hit it, Rach.
The best part. No time to lose, yeah. The clouds roll through, but I refuse to give up my attitude. My flower's gonna bloom. It feels so good to know, and you know it too. Let it go, let it go. No one can bring you down. Let it go, let it go. Gotta get lost to be found. Got no regrets. I'm glad you left, 'cause you know what? Part of breaking up is finding love again.
chance. Find your pleasure. The best part of breaking up is finding love again. I'm in a mood, I get to choose, yeah. Ain't no taboo, control on cruise, yeah. I'll have my honeymoon again and maybe soon. They'll come back, they'll do, baby.
They'll do.
Let it go, gotta let them bring you down. Let it go, gotta get lost to be found. Got no regrets, I'm glad you left. Cause you know what? The best part of breaking up is finding love again. Find love again. The best part of breaking up is finding love again. And I just wanna dance, dance forever. Every night's a chance, find your pleasure. The best part of breaking up is finding love again.
Ready? Hands out.
Kitchen looks good on me. I'll be living life like art. Baby, when you think of me, I'll be living like extra large. Kitchen looks good on me. I'll be living life like art. Baby, when you think of me, I'll be living extra large. The best part of breaking up is finding love again.
Yeah.
The best part of breaking up is finding love again. In love again. Dance forever. Every night's a chance. Find your pleasure. The best part of breaking up is finding love again.
You're going to find it, Melbourne, I promise.
Yes! Oh, that was a special live lounge on Joy Breakfast with Bex. The best part of breaking up.
Oh, oh my gosh. Finding
love again.
Yes. And we love you. We
thank you.
Love you.
I love you.
And one of the things that we love the most is you have new music coming out every week, which means there's going to be a new song this week.
You're just not stopping. You've got a new song dropping this week, yeah?
Oh, you heard it first here on Joy FM. I'm announcing officially I have another song out on Friday. It's called Think About It, and I have a double announcement. Oh. I am announcing that my debut EP, I'm That Girl, is out on the 22nd of March. You heard it first here on Joy FM.
Oh, so excited.
Yes. Woo! That is amazing.
We love double dipping on Valentine's Day morning.
Yes, we do. We love double dipping any morning. So this, what we're hearing right now is the new track. And we're going to play the full song for you on Friday morning when it premieres around the globe.
So awesome.
But obviously Australia gets, you know, premieres first because we are ahead of everyone.
Not just Australia, Joy.
Joy.
Joy, joy, joy.
Joy, 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 joy. Bex, thank you so much. If you want to hear more from the amazing Bex, make sure you check out all of her Diva Diaries at Hi I'm Bex on all the socials.
The way you find it, hi_I'm_Bex with a K. So the underscore's in between and the Bex is just with a K, no C.
Thank you so much, babe. Also, I'm actually performing live tomorrow night at the Melbourne's Premier Queer Night, Thursday.
Oh, Thursday!
Exciting.
Come on down.
All right, go on.
Go get your Bex
check
on.
Her out live Thursday tomorrow night. That is, Thursday, but gay.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Joe Breaking Your Valentine's.
Guys, and happy Valentine's to everybody out
Valentine.
There. All of it.
You're on Joe Breaking with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.